This is the Nourishing Amy podcast, and I am your host, Amy Rankin. I'm an emotional intelligence and well-being coach and a mum, and I am here to help you to find your sparkle again. We are going to chat about mindset, mum life, self-development, calling yourself out when you need to because life isn't perfect, right? And basically learning to become a happier version of you. Think of this as your time for you. I'm here to help you understand yourself more, feel less overwhelmed and more self-confident, and to navigate the ups and downs of life. If you're ready for all of that and more, let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, oh my goodness, welcome, welcome, welcome back, and thank you so much for being here with me for today's podcast episode. It is the first episode in months, and I'm so looking forward to recording this for you. I am so excited to be back, but I'm also really proud of myself for taking some time away. I recognized that there was a lot of things happening in my life that really needed my attention, and I really just needed to be present with those things. So you would probably know that we have welcomed our second baby into the world. And when I say welcomed her into the world, I mean she's actually 8 months old now. So a little bit of time has passed, but Ollie was only 19 months old when she was born. And so it was a big transition for him. And I really just wanted to be able to help to support him in that transition and, you know, learn all of the new things that come with being a big brother. And also, of course, helping Lila to learn all about the world and navigating life as a newborn. And the transition from one to two children, look, it was rough. It was really hard for me. I love it and I wouldn't change it. But that is a whole nother podcast episode that is coming for you. If you follow me over on Instagram or TikTok, if you don't, my name is really just Amy_Rankin on both of those platforms. You would have seen that a few months ago, just before Christmas, I actually was diagnosed with postnatal depression and I have started taking medication for that. And it has been fantastic. I will definitely talk about that in a lot more detail soon, but it's been a tool in my toolkit that I think has really helped me to get out of the, I don't even know what to call it, like funk, I feel just does not even explain the way that I was feeling. And I just felt like I couldn't get out of it myself. I was doing coaching sessions. I was really trying to focus on myself, but I had gotten to a point that I recognized and noticed I can't do this on my own and I need to go and chat with my doctor because I am absolutely not in a good headspace. And it was the best decision that I made for myself last year, I would say. And I am feeling really amazing. Like I always say, it's one of my tools in my toolkit, having my medication, along with prioritizing myself, along with regular coaching sessions and working on myself, my mindset, my mental health, my self-development, my patterns, my triggers, all of those types of things. And just combining all of my tools in my toolkit together to help to work for me has been absolutely life-changing in the last few months, not only for me, but for my kids, for my relationship, for everybody else around me, for all of my clients and my work colleagues as well. So yeah, it's been a bit of a journey. I think I'll do a bit of a life update in another podcast episode. I don't want to spend too much time doing a huge intro with you now, because I really want to get into today's topic. It's something that has been coming up not only for me, but honestly, every single coaching session in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks has touched on this as well. And I think it's just really showing that life is back to, in quotations, normal. You know, like we're not in lockdowns anymore and life is feeling quite busy for a lot of people, like literally nearly everyone I talk to. We're back to that classic, like, oh, how's things been going? How are you? Oh my gosh, it's so busy, is our natural, normal response now. And whilst that's okay to feel busy, what I want is for you to feel a little less overwhelmed, because there's a difference between feeling busy and feeling overwhelmed, right? And today in the episode, I really want to talk to you about intentional prioritization of yourself and intentional self-care. And I don't want you to roll your eyes at the idea of self-care. And I don't want you to turn this episode off because you feel like everyone's talking about self-care and I don't have time. I want to change your mind on that. So, like I said, everyone is back to feeling busy. We're not in lockdown anymore. We've got all of the invitations. There's people wanting to catch up. There's places to be. The school sports are back on. All of the weekend activities are back on. You know, like we're back in the office for work. There's invitations here, there, and everywhere. And we're being pulled in so many different directions all at once. What we are having to start to practice is saying no again, because for 2 years, we were in a place that we actually didn't need to say no to things because we weren't able to be getting out of the house regularly and doing anything really. The only things that we were really able to do was to go and do the grocery shopping and maybe go and hang out at a local park or beach if you had one close to you that wasn't closed. And so we kind of forgot that feeling of feeling pulled in a million different directions. And we started to also forget how to say no when you're feeling overwhelmed. And what that has led to now is all of the automatic yeses starting to come back in, because especially after lockdowns first ended, it was exciting, right? It was like, yeah, I want to get out of the house and catch up. Yes, I want to do all of these things. Yes, I want to be out of the house with the kids. Or yes, I would love to be back in the office and actually catching up with my work colleagues and work friends and actually like seeing people, communicating and getting that connection again. I think a lot of us really missed that connection. And if you've heard me talk about the 6 psychological needs, you would know that connection is one of those psychological needs. As a human being at our core, connection is one of our psychological needs. And so what that means is we are always looking for and wanting a level of connection, whether that's with a romantic relationship, relationships in general in your life, friends, family members, people at work, maybe children, if you have children, anything at all, we are always looking for connection. And you know what? I'm even going to include our furry little friends and our pets in that connection, because they can be a beautiful source of connection in our lives. So when lockdowns ended, it was like, I'm craving that connection. But I think for a certain period of time, a lot of us also realized, oh, I kind of liked having my own space as well. And so there was a little bit of time there where it was like, actually, you know what? Maybe I don't want to organize anything this weekend, or maybe I don't want to go out this Friday night and I just want to chill out at home by myself. But as the months have gone on, I think we're what, like 12 months on now, the automatic yeses have started to come in. The calendars have really started to fill up. And also we're in March now, if you're listening to this episode when it's being released. So we're also 3 months into a new year. And what can happen a lot of the time at the start of the year is we start the year with the best of intentions and all these things that we're feeling really excited and motivated for. A lot of the time, those things are things that are going to help you to fill your cup and achieve your goals that you're working towards. But then we start to, again, say yes to all of the things. We're starting to feel busy again. That busyness starts to feel overwhelming, and that overwhelm starts to turn into stress. It can start to turn into burnout. It can also start to turn into resentment. So if any of these things are feeling like you're nodding your head along as you're listening, I want to talk to you about being really intentional with the things that you are doing for yourself. And what I mean by that is there is things that you are doing automatically for yourself every single day that you probably don't even think about anymore. There's also things that you're doing that are part of your regular routines. Maybe you have a little morning routine for yourself or an evening routine. Maybe you meal prep and you pack yourself lunches when you're going to work, or you know, you're out at the park looking after the kids, whatever it is that you do with your day. Maybe you have a special body wash that you use in the shower for yourself, or maybe you have a podcast that's your favorite podcast to listen to or your favorite music playlist on Spotify, and you've got that on and that's your thing. Maybe you love to get out in the fresh air and go for a walk or head down to the beach, put your feet in the sand. Maybe you like getting out in nature. Maybe you really love socializing and catching up with your friends. Whatever your things are that you like to do, I can guarantee you that you are doing them and finding time to prioritize those things. But what I want you to think about that I can't guarantee that you're doing is being really mindful when you are doing these things. Whether these are big things like catching up with friends or maybe going and getting a massage or a facial or, you know, the big self-care things, the classic self-care, whether it's the big things like that or it's the really small, simple things. For me at the moment, it's getting up in the morning before the kids wake up, having a shower, doing my skincare, making myself a cup of tea, and moving my body. And if those things are done in my morning, I feel so good. I feel so much better. I feel like my cup is full before I have the kids wanting different things from me, being pulled in different directions, and my mind being focused on multiple things at the one time. What are the things that you do for yourself, the small things? But they're the things that really make a difference for you. And I also want you to think about, when was the last time that I actually was really present and mindful when I was doing those things for me? Or have I started to notice that these small things that I'm doing for me, and maybe the big things, are starting to feel like the tick boxes of the day? It's like, okay, yep, my shower and my skincare is on my list of things to do today. Done that. Okay, what's next? And we move straight on to the next thing without even really being present. And when I've been talking to my clients about this, they've really noticed. So we do fortnightly check-ins. And after a fortnight, we will check back in and I'll say, okay, so how did you go with whatever your action steps were the previous fortnight? And for a lot of them, majority of them, it has been, okay, one of your action steps was being really intentional and mindful with your things that you're doing for yourself and your self-care. And how did you prioritize yourself this last fortnight? How did that feel? And without a doubt, every single one of them has come back and said, you know what? That made such a difference. I literally have not changed anything that I do in my routines. I haven't added anything else in. I haven't taken anything away. My routines have stayed exactly the same. The only thing that has changed is my mindset and being present with those things and really focusing on them and really being intentional in that I am taking this time for me because I am important and I am just as important as everybody else. And what a cool idea that you don't have to actually change anything that you're doing physically. I'm not telling you that you need to go and revamp your whole morning routine or that you need to go and get this big, long 45-minute evening routine. After you've finished the busyness of the day, then you need to go and find 45 minutes to do all of these things. No. If there is things that you want to add in, amazing. Maybe you notice there's a few things that you used to do that felt really good that have kind of dropped off the radar a little bit and you would like to add them back in. Great. But you don't need to. I just want you to focus on the things that you are doing, how they make you feel in the moment when you're doing them, and just really being proud of yourself for doing those things and see how that feels. And that's really it for today's podcast episode. I know it's a bit of a short one, but I just wanted to kind of get back in your ears, let you know that I'm back, let you know that I have some really fun episodes coming up. And also I had popped a question box up on my Instagram last week. So I'm getting back around to getting some episodes together, answering some of those questions and just being back together with you because I'm really looking forward to feeling connected with you again. I hope that everything in your life in the last few months while I've been gone has been going okay. Like life normally does, maybe you've had a curveball thrown here or there, and I hope you've been navigating that well. If you haven't, please feel free at any time to reach out to me. Like I said, you can come and find me over on TikTok. You can come and find me over on Instagram. You can find me also over on Facebook if you want to send me a message. But any way that you would like to get in contact, I would absolutely love to hear from you. It's so good to be back, and I'll see you guys next week. If you liked this episode, I would love for you to screenshot and tag me on Instagram. You guys have no idea how much that absolutely makes my day. I get such a big smile on my face. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope that you have gotten something from this episode. If you want to hang out more, you can search the Nourishing Amy podcast community in Facebook and come and join our group. We're talking all things life, love, overwhelm, and everything in between. You can share your funny memes, your stories, and all of the life stuff. If you would like to get in contact with me, please don't hesitate to reach out and shoot me a message on Instagram. You can find me at Amy_Rankin. Last but not least, it really helps to support my podcast when you subscribe and leave a review on whatever app it is that you listen to this podcast on. I am just a little independent podcaster, and every subscribe and review helps my podcast to be seen and heard by more people and to help more people get their sparkle back. Thank you again so much for being with me, and have a fantastic day.